LinkedIn presents.
People have always been the key to unlocking business performance. Never has that been more true than today. I'm Lars Schmidt, and this is the Redefining Work Podcast. In each episode, we speak with business leaders who are influencing modern work and people practices. This podcast is your key to understanding the link between business performance and progressive people strategies. And if you're a people leader wanting to have an impact on your business, I encourage you to join our community for progressive people leaders at amplifiedtalent.com/community. This community is unlike anything you've experienced before. Want more direct insight? Here are some words from community members Chloe Sesta Jacobs, Noah Warder, and Balbina Knight.
The caliber of humans that I have met in this group is like nothing I've experienced before.
It is truly the safest community I've ever been a part of.
One of the things I love so much about the Amplify community is having the opportunity to connect with a global group of peers.
And if you're a business leader on the market for a transformative people leader, be sure to check out our HR executive search services at amplifytalent.com. Now, on to the show.
The LinkedIn Podcast Network is sponsored by TIAA. TIAA makes you a retirement promise, a promise of a guaranteed retirement paycheck for life. Learn more at TIAA.org/promisespayoff.
Hello and welcome to the premiere episode of the 11th season of the Redefining Work podcast. You know, I've been dropping some hints about some big news coming with the 11th season, and I'm not going to bury the lead, so we're just going to get right into it. I'm really excited to share that the Redefining Work podcast with this premiere episode is now a part of the LinkedIn Podcast Network. You know, the LinkedIn Podcast Network has created and built a roster of incredible shows that are really at the vanguard of what this new world of work is. From Brown Table Talk with Mita Malik and Dee Marshall, The Startup of You with Reid Hoffman and Ben Kasnoka, Hello Monday with Jesse Hempel, The Path with LinkedIn CEO Ryan Roslansky, Everyday Better with Leah Smart, the list goes on and on. And now it includes Redefining Work. And so I am so thrilled to be able to have this platform to help highlight more stories for all of you about this new world of work and what it means and how we navigate it. And so I realize some of you watching or listening right now are, you know, you've been around from the start. This podcast started in 2017. Then it was titled 21st Century HR. It was an accompanying podcast that I created with a year-long series I was writing in Fast Company to explore modern work and HR people practices. You know, over the years, it has evolved a bit. So it went from that to rebranded as Redefining HR when I wrote that book in 2021, and rebranded again as Redefining Work at the start of the 10th season. And I realize some of you are used to this format. You've been listening for a while, and some of you are new. Some of you are just discovering this podcast. And so I want to take a minute to give you an idea of what this podcast is all about and what to expect. And this, I think, will be important for both the new listeners and the old listeners, because there are going to be some changes. You know, when this podcast started in 2017, my aim was to shine a light on modern HR and people practices and programs. And the majority of the guests, it was an interview format, so the majority of the guests were chief people officers, CHROs. I wanted to understand that career path. I wanted to share some of their key lessons and give them a platform to share their own careers. Well, as the podcast evolved, it evolved in a few different ways. Not just the titles, as I had mentioned, you know, there was even a period during the pandemic when this podcast was a live broadcast daily show. And it bombed miserably, but it was a lot of fun. I had a chance to spend some time with my friends in the industry and basically, you know, live stream those conversations. That didn't work, but what was important is that it was another chapter in the podcast that really got us to where we are now. So what can you expect from Redefining Work? You know, although the show started with really a focus on spotlighting HR leaders, over the last couple seasons and certainly going into this 11th season of Redefining Work, it's zoomed out from that. So we will still have world-class people leaders on this podcast, but we're also going to have business leaders. We're going to have investors. We're going to have CEOs, founders, academics, futurists, and others whose careers are really fascinating to dive into. You know, one of my goals with the 11th season of Redefining Work is to really help spotlight the connection between HR programs and people performance and business performance, helping make that bridge between HR and the success of the business. And to do that, yes, we of course need more of these HR perspectives, and we have some incredible guests lined up for the 11th season that I'll get into in a minute. But we also need business leaders, we need founders, we need investors, we need CEOs. We need to understand their perspective on how they're building their businesses and how a people strategy supports that. You know, while it's important for CEOs and founders and business executives to understand the mindset and the capabilities of modern HR teams, it's also really important that modern HR leaders understand the perspectives of their business leader peers. And it's interesting to say that because I think most modern chief people officers do view themselves as business leaders, as they should. But I think it's really important that we understand the perspectives of those who that we're building businesses with. So if you are a, you know, listener who's been on this journey with me for the last couple of years, that's a bit of what to expect. And if you are a new listener, welcome. I think you're going to enjoy the show. I'm biased, of course, but this is more of kind of what you can expect from these podcasts. Now, I want to talk for a moment about the format. So there are two types of episodes of Redefining Work. Our traditional episode, Redefining Work, are basically interview episodes. I sit down with usually one or two leaders in different fields, and we talk about their work. I try to extract some of their key, you know, knowledge, tips, and insights for you, the listeners. And then the other format that usually runs every other week is Redefining Work Reports. And this is a different type of format. It's usually, you know, not the traditional kind of one-to-one interview. Some of these episodes are editorial and opinion episodes with me sharing thoughts and analyzing recent trends and news that impact the world of work and business. Some of these are spin-off shows like The Riff, which is a show that I have with AJ Thomas and Q Hamarani, where we talk about key trends that are impacting the world of work. And so some of those episodes will also be on location at events. And so that's really what you can expect. Every other week, we essentially rotate the cadence where 1 week it'll be a traditional interview format. The following week will be a Redefining Work reports format, and that can actually cover a lot of different grounds.
The LinkedIn Podcast Network is sponsored by TIAA. In the last 100 years, we've seen financial markets swing, new currencies come and go, decades of savings lost in days, all showing that a retirement plan without a guarantee, quite simply, isn't enough. So more than a retirement plan, TIAA makes you a retirement promise. A promise of a guaranteed retirement paycheck for life. A promise that pays off. Learn more at TIAA.org/promisespayoff. The LinkedIn Podcast Network is sponsored by HubSpot. More to-dos, less time, and so many tools to keep track of. Doing business can be hard, but you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You just need HubSpot. Their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: higher quality leads, fast closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle. It's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.
So, setting expectations, that's what you can expect. New publishes run every Monday. And again, I think for those of you who maybe aren't familiar with the show, you know, we kind of went into the origin story and talked about how this show evolved, but I'm going to take it back. I love origin stories, right? And so let me actually take it even back from there to just give you a little insight as to what are the seeds that actually led to this podcast to begin with. You know, my last full-time role, I'm currently the founder and CEO of Amplify Talent. We do HR executive search and we run a HR leadership development community. Prior to that, in my last corporate role, I worked at NPR. I was the head of talent acquisition and innovation for NPR. And I was hired to basically lead their transformation from radio and broadcast to digital. An amazing place to work. You really can't get better in terms of experience with audio storytelling and journalism than NPR. Sadly for me, I didn't start my first podcast until after I had left NPR, but I did learn a lot. And my first podcast was actually called The Best Part of My Job. And, you know, I came up through recruiting. That's my background. And really one of my favorite interview questions was, what's the best part of your job? You know, for me, I think it's really illuminating what those answers are. It helps me understand somebody's drivers, their interests, their passions, things they might want to avoid. And it helps me understand how that aligns or not with the different role that I might be representing. And so that's hence the best part of my job. That's how that podcast came to be. And essentially, it was an interview format where I interviewed professionals in different careers to understand what it's like to do that job. And it was fascinating. It was a really voyeuristic experience for me, but it allowed me to have conversations with music producers. One of the highlights of my podcasting career, I got to interview Chunk from The Goonies, who is now a very successful entertainment attorney. I got to interview one of the leading shark marine biologists and learn what it's like to be, you know, bitten by a shark. Spoiler alert, not fun. Luckily, it was a small shark, so it wasn't a massive injury, and he was wearing protection. So yeah, not you know, scars, but he walked away from that one. And then even talking with a high school friend who was a officer in the Marine Corps, talking about his experience leading troops in Iraq, what it's like to be shot at, what it's like to lose friends. And it was such a profound experience, informative experience for me in both storytelling and listening. And so I learned a lot through that podcast. I think a lot of the seeds actually that were planted then are certainly carried into redefining work, particularly with this new format that we have. So, you know, as background on me, that's a bit of where this has come from. You know, to date, I mentioned this podcast, this is the 11th season. We've published over 160 episodes. We have over 500,000 downloads over that point. And we've had some really poignant conversations. You know, I think for my role as a host of this podcast, it's a privilege and an honor for me to be able to have some of these conversations with guests. And the conversations are really wide ranging. Some of the past guest episodes have been fun and light and whimsical and funny and entertaining. And frankly, some have been pretty deep and heavy and covering real topics from, you know, what it's like to come out at work in an environment that isn't that accepting. We've had guests talk about how they've rolled out mental health programs to their organization and, you know, without planning, kind of on the spot, ended up talking about their own journey with mental health and even suicidal ideation. We've talked about, had conversations with leaders who've shared their, you know, own struggles with infertility as they have rolled out fertility benefits to their company. You know, and I've also recorded a few episodes to talk about some of my own very personal experience with loss and grief after the loss of my brother to opioid addiction. So we really cover a range of topics. I want this show to be very real. I want this show to be authentic. I want this to spotlight real stories, but I also want it to be no bullshit. And so that is the aim, particularly for those of you who are new users, that's the aim of what we'll be covering in this podcast. So with that said, I want to take a minute and get into what to expect on the 11th season of this podcast. The lineup of guests is phenomenal. And as I mentioned before, I kind of talked about some of the range of the types of guests that we're going to have. We're going to kick things off next week with Chip Conley. Chip is the founder of the Modern Elder Academy. He's an author. He is a leader around really reframing and redefining midlife and what that is. And it's a fascinating conversation with him, and I can't wait to bring that to you. And then over the course of this season, you know, to give you a sense of some of the conversations that we're going to be sharing with you, and this is in no order because these are all amazing guests, Donna Morris, Chief People Officer at Walmart, Sergio Izama, Chief People Officer at Netflix, Caitlin Holloway, Founding Partner at 776, giving a really powerful case on why there needs to be more HR practitioners and leaders in venture capital. We're going to be speaking with Reverend Maya Jaguar, transformation coach. We're going to be speaking with Guy Kawasaki, author, chief evangelist of Canva, and so many more conversations. So I'm thrilled to bring this whole season to you. We're also going to be finding new ways to actually engage with all of you. You know, one of the things that I think LinkedIn podcast network hosts do really well is leveraging LinkedIn to help build, not just build community, but really engage and interact with their community. And we're going to be following their lead. So every new episode will drop on Monday. You can, if you're not subscribed to it yet, certainly subscribe to the Redefining Work newsletter on my profile on LinkedIn. We'll use that to launch every episode on Monday. And then throughout the month, and I haven't figured out the cadence on this yet, so I'll share that, but we're going to be doing more LinkedIn Live events with you, the listeners, because I want to be able to create a platform that is actually bi-directional. You know, so often a podcast is something that you publish and it's one to many, and you push that out, people listen to it, they watch it, you know, maybe they interact with you in the comments, but there's not a lot of great platforms to actually have that regular dialogue with the audience. And that is important to me. So I'll be regularly having LinkedIn Live events around the podcast. The LinkedIn newsletter, publishing that will be an opportunity to engage with you as well. And then you can also use the hashtag Redefining Work. So I will be tracking that. That's a great way if you are sharing any insights on an episode, if you have a suggestion for a guest, if you want to see a particular topic covered, just go ahead and share that on LinkedIn using the hashtag Redefining Work, and I will catch that and engage with you there. One last place where you can also engage is in the Amplify Talent community. So within the Amplify Talent community hosted in Circle, we have a dedicated section for the podcast where we share episodes, we have conversations around episodes, and at times I even solicit the community for their thoughts on what questions they would love to ask upcoming guests. So you can check that out and join at community.amplifytalent.com. And yeah, there's so much to come. I'm so thrilled. Again, I want to close by just thanking all of you that have been here from the jump. We have had so many episodes, so many conversations, but honestly, your feedback throughout that process has really helped shape the show. So I'm grateful for all of you. I want to thank you. And for all of you that are discovering Redefining Work for the first time, welcome. I'm really excited to have you be a part of this community. I'm excited to share these stories with you. And I also want to hear from you on thoughts on, you know, future guests, topics you'd like to see us explore, and everything else. So with that, that is a wrap for the preview. So thrilled and grateful to be a part of the LinkedIn Podcast Network. And we'll be back with our first full LPN episode on Monday. And that will be featuring Modern Elder Academy founder and author Chip Conley. Thanks so much. Thanks for tuning into this episode of LinkedIn Presents Redefining Work. For more information on the podcast, past episodes, future guests, and more, be sure to check out our website at amplifytalent.com/redefining-work. And if you want to connect with me directly, you can find me on my website at larsschmidt.com, or feel free to post on social using the hashtag redefiningwork, and I will find you. And if you dig this podcast, I'd love for you to share it with your peers and your friends and help them discover it. And if you really dig this podcast, please leave a review on whatever podcast delivery your ears prefer. I'll see you next week.